How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
He sucks too, that guy. Dave Grohl.
Okay, well, don't drag Dave Grohl into this. Like, I feel like
Right, semantics. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Just pretend for the story. Just pretend she was your good friend.
Yes, she was my bestie.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. This is Talk Nasty to me.
You know, my bare ass butt cheeks have been like sitting right where you're sitting recently. Like the last, like,
no, you're never nude. You always are wearing a swimsuit.
So, believe it or not, you look like Squid, that one cat who has like a third eyelid, and then it sometimes, like, you know what I'm talking about, with the really long teeth. Like, he looks like a vampire and he's black, and his eye sometimes when he blinks,
I like it.
It comes over his eye. You have to insert it. And now this is going to be incentive for Jake to actually insert a video into the thing.
Here. Okay, wait. Before we get too, like, off track, I need to say something. I met someone today, and you're not going to ever fucking believe who I met. I was sitting at the doctor's office. I'm waiting. Okay. I'm sitting there, and I'm literally sitting in the waiting room. Okay, I'm sitting there. She comes in.
Jake has been telling me this all day and texted me about it and has been bragging about it to me and my mom, because my mom is on the other side of the wall right now.
And I've been dropping subtle hints all day, too, like, seeing if you'd be able to, like,
I am really curious, and I'm going to play, like, 21 questions with you about it. Okay, so we're at the doctor, and this person's
The person's like walks past me, goes to use the bathroom. They are a celebrity. They walk past me, they go to use the bathroom. Okay, they use the bathroom for like a concerningly long time. I'm like, oh my God. She shit him. No, she didn't. No, I'm just kidding. But then like this old man passes me again and he like knocks on the door and she's like,
occupied.
Wild, right?
She didn't say occupado.
Occupado. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like she comes out of the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I definitely know exactly who this is.
Were you starstruck?
I was a little nervous. Because I said to her, I said, oh, do I know you from TikTok? And she goes, yes. And we shook hands. I introduced myself. I said, my name's Jake. She said, my name is.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, it's really nice to meet you. And she's like, yeah, I come here. Like, and I'm like, oh my God, so do I. And she's like, oh, cool. Well, have a good appointment. And I was like, you too. And then she went off on her merry way.
How often are you guys getting, what are they called? Oh my God. No, not pap smears. Gross.
Colonoscopies.
No, not colonoscopies. The other one where they put like the coffee enema, but not the coffee enema. It's where they put like water up inside of you. And it's like very risky. A colonic. I can't believe that you met a TikToker at your colonic appointment. And then she was like, I come here all the time. And Jake's like, I come here every 2 to 3 business days.
Actually, I come here because of you.
You influenced me
to come here.
Do you know what a colonic really is? There's coffee.
Yeah, they
colonics.
Shoot that shit into
Can we get a colonic for the podcast?
I hear that they're really bad for you.
Yeah, they're really bad for you. Like nobody should be getting a colonic. But what if we did one for the podcast and then we got mics with it and then they're like, we do it next to each other.
We can put the mic up our asses so that they can hear the water. Okay. It'll be like, oh, colonic ASMR.
You lay on one side of your body, I lay on the other, so like we can't see each other's buttholes. Like we're facing away from each other's buttholes.
But they're touching. We're close enough to touch.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And ooh, that would be so fun. Put coffee in there sometimes to, I don't know what the benefits are of that, but people die sometimes.
People do die from getting colonics.
Yeah, people do die from that.
But I hear it's supposed to just like cleanse your system.
In my year in rest and relaxation got a colonic. Like that was like one of her things for her rest and relaxation and stuff. We should get one. Oh my God, let's get one. Okay, so at your colonic, you meet this TikToker. Okay, I'm going to play some games. Okay,
Ask me some questions.
Okay, is it Hailey Bailey?
It's not Hailey Bailey.
I don't know why.
I feel like I wouldn't be that excited to meet Hailey Bailey.
That was the only TikToker that I could think of.
Why don't you ask less specific?
It's not Charlie. It's not Charlie.
Why don't you ask less specific questions?
But Charlie is in New York right now because she's on Broadway. There.
I know, and you know what? I'm very proud of Charlie D'Amelio. It is really cool to see her doing that, and I love that. This isn't, because oftentimes people are cast and it's like a stunt casting, right? Yeah. Where they're like, they put Cameron fucking Dallas in Mean Girls, the musical, and he was terrible.
Yeah. Are you serious?
And he was fucking horrible as Aaron Samuels. And it's like, they always give them a leading role.
The one that Sabrina Carpenter was in?
Yes, Renee but Rapp? Not like the same cast. I don't think, I think Renee might have been in the cast with him though.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, he was. Eric? And he fucking sucked. That's he was so bad. It was like watching a community theater production.
Oh, shit.
It was really, really bad. But I hate stunt casting. But with Charli D'Amelio, it's like they just put her in the ensemble.
She's very good.
And she's just killing it. And she looks like she's having so much fun. And that is, to me, better stunt casting than giving her, like, the leading role. Like,
it
you
looks
know?
Like she's actually doing what she was always meant to be doing. Right. And, like, that she's, like, actually being taken seriously. Because, let's be honest, people did not take her acting career, or not her acting career, her dance career as seriously on TikTok.
On TikTok, right.
Because that's
granted,
just
she
the
was
general,
super viral and everything. Yes, but, like, yeah, totally.
But not seriously. And, like, this is what she always, like, dreamed of since she was a kid. So yeah. I'm, like, very happy that she's doing that.
It is really cool.
So I wish that you met her while you were getting a colonic. Who else would be... Okay, let me think. TikToker. What color is their hair?
Blonde.
Alex Earl?
No.
Okay. Oh, Alex Consani?
No.
Oh, I wish. That would be so fun.
I know, wouldn't it?
If you...
That story would have gone so much differently. It would have been like, girl!
No.
I come here every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday.
To get my colonic.
That's they shut that thing on my ass, and they clean me out, girl.
Oh my god, wait. Who? Blonde. And I know
them. Do you want me to give you a hint?
And I know them for sure. Mm-hmm. Blonde.
Ready?
Yeah. Trisha!
No! Oh. Why? Trisha's not in NYC.
You said oh.
Oh!
You met Brittany Broski?
No.
Oh.
You don't know who this is? She was on Abbott Elementary.
You're literally doing the voice of...
Oh!
Oh, her.
Oh!
Her. Oh, that's cool.
Sabrina.
Oh, is her name. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool to meet her. Oh, she's very nice. But it wasn't that wild. I couldn't make that
crazy.
Shit up. She's very famous.
Wow. And she was nice?
Yeah, she was super nice.
Aw, it was not a colonic, guys. I just want to clarify now that we actually know who the person is.
But I was like starstruck a little bit.
I'm like, you met Trisha and you didn't, and you're like, I'm going to talk about this TikToker I met later. Or you met Brittany Broski and you're going to be like, this TikToker I met. Like,
No. I met Sabrina.
That's crazy.
Isn't that really nice, though? Aww. She was really cool.
That's good. That makes
me
happy.
Granted, the scenario in which I met her, I was like, like
a very personal.
I didn't realize she was also there for the reason I was there. So yes. I was like, I just like introduced myself. She's like, oh yeah, like I'm here for my appointment. And I was like, oh, I am so sorry, like for breaching your privacy right now. Like I didn't realize that other people went there because it's just like a building. Like,
I think she probably would have thought that it was.
I know she was really cool
in the manner that
really
which
nice.
You said it in with. Like, yeah,
I was just sitting there. She put her stuff right next to me so she could go use the bathroom.
Oh, she trusted you.
I know.
Aww.
I was like, don't you worry, I'll watch it.
Aww.
And then I actually looked at her. Like credit cards and license and everything to make sure that it was actually her.
You know those TikToks of those group of guys? One of them is actually like somebody that I met on the internet, Chris Quick. He did these skits where it was like gay men hiking, letting women know that they're like safe. And so it's
no,
like all of them
cool.
like walking
like
past
that.
And being like,
I've seen stuff similar.
Like saying stuff
like yes,
slay,
girl,
or like being like episode 37 of Just Trish or like whatever
yeah,
it
like
may
that.
Be. But my friend Chris was in it, and I feel weird saying my friend because, like, does this person ever think of me? Do I think of them every single night before I go to bed? Yes.
Well, you have a list of people, like, a little booklet. It's sort of like saying prayers, but it's just, like, you think about them.
Yeah, when I was, like, deep in the trenches.
Which I guess is kind of like saying prayers.
When I was deep in the trenches of my OCD, like, the people that I would think about was just switched. It was, like, the Pope, Mary, Jesus, Joseph... the seven dwarves. I don't know, what were they called again? His disciples, all of those.
The dwarves.
Oh my god, you think Snow White is like
Jesus to those?
Yes,
dwarves?
Like oh my
that's the
god.
Lore of it, don't you know?
That's beautiful.
That's like literally like.
So what is she? She's Jesus.
She's Jesus, and they are like each of the
oh my
disciples.
God. And the apple is like
the apple is Adam and Eve.
Oh
like she
my
bit
god.
The
then
apple.
Who's the witch? The devil.
Yeah, the devil.
And the dwarves are her disciples.
Mm-hmm.
That's
don't
beautiful.
You know it's all allegory for the Bible? It's all biblical allegory.
I'm going to be
so
honest.
Like,
I don't remember.
Well, because it comes from like an ancient, not like ancient, but like it comes from like some European like folk tale
that's
which is
beautiful.
Based on the Bible.
That's beautiful.
I made that up.
I know.
I made that up.
I'm okay with that too. Speaking of my OCD, do you know how healed I have to be? How entirely like beautifully, like I, guys, I'm done with OCD. Like, I'm throwing that shit away. Like, new chapter.
So you said this like a few weeks ago too. What happened?
But I mean it this time.
You recycled the OCD and it came back.
I really am over it. Like, I'm done. I don't think I've ever had that shit, which is a symptom of OCD. Is like thinking like,
you're healed.
A symptom of OCD is like wondering if like, what if I'm lying about having OCD? But
I'm always here to tell you.
Deadass, I'm healed. I'm so healed right now. I even told my mom about this and she was like shocked with me.
Why?
I am missing my period from stress.
Really?
Yes. I have never.
And you don't care. And she doesn't even care.
I'm good.
You don't even need to go to your therapist anymore.
I know.
It's perfect.
Who would have thought that I would be pregnant and I wouldn't even care about it anymore? Like, who would have thought? This isn't a pregnancy announcement video. I did take a pregnancy test.
Pregnancy announcement.
I did take a test. It's sitting right there in the trash. And I wrapped it up so that none of you could see it.
I didn't look in there.
Oh, well, I always get scared.
Did you actually?
Yes.
You did?
What, take a pregnancy test?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get my period.
Oh, but I thought you were healing.
Yep. Okay, so there's a different... Yeah, but I'm not ruminating about it. I need to be smarter. I need to know if I need to take action. I need to know if I need
to... Start planning your child's future. I'm just kidding.
Or, you know...
I'm sorry. That was so, like, dark in the
future.
That was so dark in the context of, like, American politics right now. I'm sorry. Right, exactly. I apologize.
No, actually, like, I would have to start planning. I'm like, so this is the daycare that they're going to have to go to.
No. And, yes, they're going to a Montessori.
No, I'm being so dead ass. Like, I have.
Stupid. Sorry. The way that, like, that's like a joke between us, it's not funny whatsoever.
What?
But to me, the idea of our children going to a Montessori, like, why is that a joke that, like, sends us.
I was on a call with my therapist once and I was telling her, I was like, oh yeah, I live by this like stupid fucking school. I don't know. I guess like it looks like a school, but it's like really, really tiny children who like don't know how to talk yet. And they're always on a rope. And whenever I look into the windows, cause they have huge windows, they're always like doing things and crafts and like cooking and like random shit. And like literally like soldering iron together. And she goes, what? Which one did you say that was? And I was like, oh, the Montessori school. She goes, yeah, my kids go there. Yeah. I was like,
when I said stupid, I meant amazing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's that they beautiful. Go there. I knew Montessori kids who
I never seen a Montessori.
Oh yeah, I have to explain to you what Montessori school
near. They were called. It was Morristown Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was a Montessori because it gave private.
If it had friends,
yeah, you in think the name?
Probably.
Oh, okay, cool. So yes, I did know some, but I wasn't. Friends.
I knew Montessori kids growing up, and you could tell, like, they like went for
their. They just like, exude some sort of like confidence and like some sort of like intelligence.
It's just
that
we
public school kids just don't like.
It's a different breed of homeschool. And it's not offensive. I don't want to hear a single person being like, that's offensive to talk shit about Montessori kids. You have to have at least an additional $36,000 a year to throw around if you're sending your child. Like, minimum send your child.
It's insensitive. I don't care. They're rich as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, they're rich as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Some of us. And guess what? Maybe they are better
at
cooking. Maybe they do have better dexterity than me. And you know what? So I feel like I should be able to make fun of them for it. But
I agree.
Granted, my invisible non-existent child that I'm not having, is that so cool?
I'm like, proud of you. That's really cool.
Like, I'm not like ruminating about it. I'm not like checking
What's your ring telling you?
I'm like 6 days late.
That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It can tell based off your body heat that you haven't had your period.
No, it just, I am due for it. Like, I track my period.
Oh,
like,
so you tell
and I'm also on birth control. I tell it, and then it also marks it based off
it's
of...
It's like, damn, this luteal phase is long as fuck. I know.
They track it based off of temperature, and they also it based off of, like, what your previous periods looked like. And by the way that I take my pills, I should have gotten it
Are you
now.
Feeling good right now?
No, I'm extremely stressed. Not about...
Like, yeah, but shouldn't that mean...
I have all the
What's right before ovulation?
Your period.
What's right before your period?
I don't know.
Is it your luteal phase?
Everybody cares more. Okay, everyone cares. Men care way more about the phases than people with periods actually do.
I just feel like you're giving ovulation phase right now, so that's why it's confusing me. Are you sure you didn't just like accidentally?
I'm not humping.
You didn't like real. No, your face is glowing. That's why. Are you sure you didn't just
that's
like?
A lot of highlighter.
Are you sure it didn't happen and like you were like?
And I
you just didn't realize?
So I feel like I would have known. But my OCD does tell me monthly, like right after my period ends, it's like, you fake that. You're such a big fucking faker. Like, I have to hold in the shower, I have to hold my blood clot in my hands and be like, Nicole, you have it. You
I'll
have
never it forget. To convince. I will never forget. When so like obviously in like sex ed and stuff they like teach you like yeah like women bleed from their vaginas during the period. I will never forget when my friend was like yeah like sometimes like skin comes out and like blood clot and like sometimes it's like black and like yeah. and like dark and disgusting and I was like what? Yeah. I literally was like what? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a. It's yeah. 'cause obviously I've never seen it.
If you're in the shower like or if you go to the bathroom like sometimes it's like. A plop. Like, you literally feel like, oh my, and sometimes I have to take a really close look at it because I'm like, I have to make sure that this is not, like, an undeveloped fetus. Like, I have to make sure because they're so fucking big.
But wouldn't it be great if it was an undeveloped fetus? Because then it's like, oh, problem
so
solved.
So that's, like, still problem not gone. That's, like, still not ideal. Like, that's, like, that's, like, definitely not I mean, ideal in any way.
Okay, I guess you're right.
But I will say, it's just, like, super freaking awesome. And I'm not even...
Super freaking awesome.
It's super freaking awesome
actually,
right now.
Like really great about my OCD.
No, I mean,
right now.
I have all of like the like I have like raging headaches. I've been sleeping for like 12 hours a day. Oh. I'm like don't feel like I feel like I'm gonna get it. Where is she? Nowhere to be found.
It's edging. You're edging. Your period
I'm literally
right
edging
now.
My period.
Your luteal phase is edging.
Honestly, I want to get it really bad because I want to get it, and then I think I would like take pictures and send it to you. Aww. Should I start saving them?
Your blood clots?
Yeah.
Please don't.
In a jar.
Well, yeah, actually.
Kind of like how I saved the cat's whiskers to, like, make arts and crafts one day in the future.
Yeah, you should get another baby bottle to put them
aww.
All in.
Aww. Definitely a biohazard.
My friend just had her baby on Halloween.
Oh, my
isn't
God.
That crazy?
Oh, my God.
I was like, she has the best birthday, your
that's
little kid.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. Because I went out to lunch.
I got my period on Halloween.
You did?
My very first period.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, good costume, Nicole. We left the blood marks on the white dress.
No, I came home and I was like, I thought, I know, it was the time that I dressed up as a whale and I was in a onesie, like a... like
not a sperm whale.
No.
Hey, come on.
No, I was just in a onesie and I was wearing like a whale costume because I was like obsessed with whales and like fail whale, like that was my nickname and stuff.
Oh, you were on Tumblr.
That was Twitter. But yes, I was also...
Well, you were obsessed with whales. You were on, yes, you were on Tumblr.
Exactly.
This was right after mustaches. Let's be clear.
It was kind of the same time.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. But I wore this onesie and I like remember I sent a picture to Yousef, like Fousey Tube, like of me in the onesie and stuff. And then he like laughed on it about it on You Now. Anyway, but I remember I got my period, but like when I got my period, I literally was like, I shit myself. I can't believe I shit myself. I really shit myself. I'm a grown woman. I'm 13 years old and I just shit myself.
Wouldn't you have like had to exert some sort of like force?
Well,
in
that's
order
what I was so shocked
yourself?
About. I was like,
you're
I can't,
like, I didn't even realize
yeah,
I was shitting.
I can't believe I shit myself. And yeah, that was the story.
That's pretty cool.
I know. Yeah, pretty cool. I used to watch videos of girls online. Like, I would watch a lot of girls who did, like, chapstick collection videos. I love those. Like, they would, like, empty their jar, and they're like, here's my chapstick collection. Ooh, we're watching that after this. And they would show all their chapsticks, like, their EOS lip balms, their Lip Smackers lip balms, Burt's Bees, and then I, like, got obsessed with that whole thing. And then there was other girls who would do tampon collection videos.
Use tampon collection.
No, no. But they would like show how they organize theirs aww. And everything. And I was like, I know exactly who I'm going to become when I'm older.
You were like, this seems perfect for me as someone who's never exhibited any signs of any sort of obsession or compulsion.
I, who have never felt normal ever.
Ever. Should really start doing that.
And that's what I did. And nice. I had like cute little containers for my tampons.
That's cute. Yeah. I feel like there is such a camaraderie between women when it comes to tampons and yeah. And feminine hygiene products, you know, it's really gorgeous. And my friend who passed away, he used to
carry one because he was no. like, oh, all the girls, the hot girls in my life, if they need no. a tampon, because I'm such a sweet guy. And then they were like, oh, that guy, he's such a sweet guy because he carries around tampons. Is that what he would do?
No, he would fund. He fundraised and did drives for like women in prison for feminine hygiene.
What
products.
A pick me. I know. I'm sorry.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty cool. That sucks that he's dead. I'm really sorry. Yeah, I guess that was really nice of him to fundraise. What the fuck?
Oh, sorry to bring the mood down.
No, it's
you
fine.
Just killed the mood. You killed the mood. What did he say?
In H3.
In H3.
I know. It's...
We didn't watch it. We just saw, we just see the drama on TikTok.
Yes. Yeah, literally that one. Who is that person who does it? Let's... Spill
tea with me.
Love. Is it spill tea with me?
I don't know who you are, but you are my hero. Sometimes
they post us. We were like one of the first things that they posted on their TikTok page. I know,
and they get a lot of views for each thing.
I know. I think they posted the Colleen Hoover stuff at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this queen? And then now they're
just... Who is this diva?
They just keep posting stuff. And please, they're just really on top of it.
Keep doing it. I'm begging people to start making like TikToks of us and putting next to it Subway Surfer, please, or like slime video, or like nail,
it should be slime because I video. Love slime. I like the ones where it's they have like the little scoop.
Yes.
See, I can't buy my first slime because I'm afraid that I would buy a lot of slime after that. Like I fear that
we should make it. We should just make slime.
Oh,
I would love to make.
Oh my god, I would love to make slime. I literally want to make slime with so things bad. In it. Oh my god, yeah, wait, yeah. I really like.
We can do it.
I really do like it, but I know I shouldn't because I can't like something a little bit. I'll be one of those bitches with the slime collection.
Were you a fidget spinner kind of person or like a fidget toy person?
I was a Silly Bands girl.
Oh, I loved Silly Bands. I was trying to bring them back last year.
Fidget spinner. Like, I spun one. I don't think I had a personal one.
I had an emotional support Silly Band that was a Stegosaurus.
Aw.
Yeah.
I had some, too.
And broke.
What was mine? Maybe like a hot dog or something. I don't remember exactly.
Who invented Silly Bands? They were fucking genius. I'll
tell you that. Yeah, remember when there was the knockoff Silly Bands that would come out then? And then everybody at school was fighting them. I think we've talked about Silly Bands on the podcast before.
I don't think we have.
Really?
I don't think so. Not in my memory. And I feel like I remember these a little better than you.
We had a limit.
I think I know a little more about Silly Bands than you do, genius.
We had a limit at my elementary school about how many Silly Bands you could have. About how many you could have on each wrist.
And what the administrators were going around. I have to take one off. Sorry, Susie.
I feel like it was like two or three was like the limit per wrist.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like they should have let us have that because when you don't have things on your wrists, things start getting scary.
I used to wash mine. Like in the sink. Bands? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I used feel to like bathe them.
That's good. They needed to be washed.
I know. I was like I took very good care of mine. And then, oh my God, I also love that on YouTube, my Silly Band collection videos. Like, I really? Love them. Yes, that was, like, the Holy Trinity. Silly Band collection videos, tampon collection videos, and chapstick collection videos.
I did go through a phase in middle school where I was watching a lot of videos that were, like, Play-Doh, like, things. And, like, it was, like, I don't know, it was just very calming to me. Like, people, like, making things out of Play-Doh or, like, using, like, one of those, like, factories that Play-Doh sends out.
I like the clay. Squeezing it through. What was it called? There was a special name for it. Something, something clay. Something, something clay. Mm. Oh, monomer clay? Monomer clay?
Monomer clay. Polymer?
Polymer clay.
Oh,
yes.
Like regular clay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, I mean, that's like a real art. Like, I know. I did it for a long time.
Yeah?
Like, I did it for a really long time.
I wasn't big in clay.
Oh, I was a clay girl. I was a clay girl. My mom still puts up little gnomes, tiny gnomes. Oh, my God, speaking of gnomes. We were talking about gnomes just a second ago. My mom will put up these little Christmas gnomes every single year, and it's like one that I recreated. When were gnomes
a second ago?
The disciples, hello.
The dwarves? They weren't gnomes. You racist piece of shit. Oh my God, they're people.
Oh my God.
Snow White and the Seven Gnomes?
No, and the Seven Dwarves.
Yeah, not gnomes. We didn't talk about
them. Oh, my bad.
We wouldn't talk about gnomes.
I'm sorry.
I just want to issue a really big apology to all gnomes.
I'm not.
Oh. Wow. How do I distance myself from this podcast?
Isn't it crazy that, like, when we were kids, so, like, how old were we when we were playing with Silly Bands? 12?
Yeah, probably.
So, 12, that was, like, about 2012-ish. Oh, my.
Sorry.
2012, I was playing and washing my Silly Bands and playing with my tampon collection and...
I was playing with Beyblades.
And my EOS collection, and I had one Bakugan that I would play with.
Oh, my God, I had a Bakugan. Mm-hmm.
That was about 12 years ago. 12 years ago, that would have made Julian Casablancas, like, 34 years old. And... 34, still too old. It's crazy how his, like, you know, current girlfriend.
How old is he? Is he 50?
He's like 46 now.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. So
God, he's way too old.
I am actually not over it yet, and he's dating currently. Yeah, you like talked a 24-year-old
in your last video.
Well, we also talked about it on the Patreon episode, which everybody should watch.
Yeah, go subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/talknastytome.
The episode, the live also show.
Like, we're going on tour.
We're also going
you
on can tour.
Get tickets at NicoleRaffi.com. That's NicoleRaffiE.
Yes.
.com.
Yes. A lot of people think that the extra E at the end of my name is a stylistic choice, and not because that's how you actually spell
it.
It isn't. It's just my dad actually being a dickhead when he came to the country. Mm-hmm. And decided to change it. But,
or was it Ellis Island being a dickhead to him?
So I have something to tell you. I don't think he came in through Ellis Island. Oh. But you know what?
Oh, so no, he was...
Don't worry about it. Okay. So basically, when he was like 34 years old, like, you know, a full grown adult, something Julian. That we still are not. Yes, we were playing with our tampon Julian. And EOS collection.
Yeah.
I'm not over it, and I'm going to bring it up at every chance I get, because it was not on... Everybody kept texting me, like, this was not on my 2024 bingo card, but it really wasn't, to be at a McGee concert with Jake, mm-hmm. and...
That wasn't on your bingo card, period, and then this next...
On top of that, fighting with Julian Casablancas in his...
You checked off two comments. Of your bingo spaces with
I know,
that. That was pretty
I know.
Cool.
Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. Also, us being... It was way too fucking late for a concert. It was like 10:45 while we were at
and
this
we
concert.
We were hallucinating. We kept looking up at the balcony. I kept going, is that Mark Ruffalo?
I kept staring into the balcony for the longest time. And every single time Mark Ruffalo has... He's been coming up into my like TikTok over and over again. I was like, oh my god, the voices, they heard me, they heard really? Us talk about Mark Ruffalo.
Oh.
Yes, I never see Mark Ruffalo anywhere.
I never see him anywhere.
We had a friend who's like, oh yeah, I think Mark Ruffalo lives close to me, and then ever since then Mark Ruffalo has been everywhere in my life, at the concert, in my dreams, in my thoughts, on my TikTok.
Did you ever watch that movie that
which one?
Ariana Grande her album based on?
No.
Eternal
he's
Sunshine.
In that mm-hmm. What is he?
Not essentially the main. Himself.
Yeah, not the main character, right?
No, that's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I was
and
gonna say
ooh,
I don't know her name.
Kirsten Dunst, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Oh, gosh. She looks like Madonna, though.
Mm. Well, Julian Casablancas wasn't in anything.
He should stop being in things.
So, I am now a hater, and now it's going to be really difficult amongst the Julian Casablancas stan community, because they ride hard. They are... Do you know the things that I've been told on TikTok?
You have no idea. I can imagine. You're telling me they ride hard? Girl... I've been experiencing them.
We've been in
for
a
the
haze.
Last we.
My mother. So I put on
my mother
80s music mix on TV right now because my mom is helping and pack. Well, remember I came out. I was doing my makeup. I came out and Julian came on.
Oh yeah, not and you were like, "This is music. The man."
I said, "Mommy, this is the man I fought with." And she goes, and it's literally their show at I think $1 bill, and so like it's a very old concert. If you get it, you get it. If you don't,
you know
don't.
Too much.
I do, or maybe it's $2 bill. My bad. And so I go, "Mommy, that is the man that I fought with the other week." And she goes, "Ooh, nice looking man." And I'm like, "Right, Mom. See, this is the pipeline. That's how you fall into the trap."
Okay, but to be fair, it was in like 360 piece. Wait,
okay.
What is it called?
No, you tell me.
840, 720, but lower.
720 is pretty
340, good. 340p. Is that what it is? Is that the next one?
I don't know. It's been a while. 180. You can say 180.
Okay, it was in 180p.
Yeah. He was beautiful. He really was. But you know what?
I know. I loved him when he was made of 4 pixels.
I don't give a fuck how beautiful you are. If you're going to sit there.
He's not beautiful anymore. I don't know what you fuckers
well, you
see in that
beauty.
Man.
You lose
he
your beauty.
He is so gross.
When you go online and you literally on election day go there and claim, I didn't vote because I don't believe in a two-party system, and I actually believe in a democratic society, and so I am protesting by not voting. Yeah, because they really are going to change things around. They're going to be like, holy fuck, Julian Casablancas didn't vote. Oh, we're going to change this.
Guys, we need to start reevaluating.
Guys, an independent is going to win next time.
Guys!
It was so discouraging to see that.
I don't know why you would even post that, considering how many people, especially like people who are probably fans of you, not you, but like, of Julian,
him.
Like,
our
we're
women.
Disappointed with the outcome. It's
our
like,
women,
it's sort of like salt in the wound kind of deal.
Minorities, like, they have such a huge, well, a lot of his fan base actually is not in the United States, but
really?
They have a very, very big, like, fan base in South America. They have a big fan base in South America, but point still stands. They have a lot of fans in this country who are not I mean, there are. I was going to say not a lot of white men. There are a fucking bunch of white men. But the point is, is that how disappointing was that for him to suddenly, on election day, and I just think about how many people he could have potentially had the influence to basically influence other people reading his post, being like, yeah, I'm not going to go out to vote today. Like, yeah, I did have 6 hours left to vote today, but I'm not going to go because Julian Casablancas told me that it's not worth it and that I shouldn't do it. And that really, like, I really fucking think about that. That's
probably who's fighting you on Twitter, are like
the people who decided to not
live in America too.
That,
like,
might be.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the stakes are so low for them.
I commented on his post and I said, I wonder if, because in the post he was saying that his mother was begging him to vote for Kamala because at least to try and stop Donald Trump from being president. What?
He's like, and yeah, fuck my mom.
No, he was basically like,
I hate her.
She was like, think of your children. And he's like, I am thinking of my children. And to which I commented, I was like, I wonder if you would have thought differently if you had daughters instead of sons. Because, like, duh. And of course, he's gonna see that because he does sit and read all of his comments.
Yeah.
And
evidently.
And also,
and if respond.
You, right. And so for the first time, Julian Casablancas has responded to me.
And you're like, and you're not like, yay, oh my God.
No, we're sitting at a sushi restaurant. It was literally like dinner at a sushi restaurant, that song by Harry Styles.
Musical sushi restaurant.
Or high at a CVS or whatever the fuck it is. High at a nail salon.
Feeling anxious inside of CVS.
That's basically what was happening inside of this sushi restaurant where Jake and I were. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to be having to fight with this man for the next few hours. And which basically he didn't answer anything that I rebutted to him. Like, he just kept responding and being like, I believe in democracy and I do not vote for anybody who is paid out. Like, I only vote for independents. And I'm like, great. So how are you protesting by not voting?
Period.
Still wouldn't answer me.
Like, he didn't vote.
Period.
At all.
No. And how right. How are you doing anything beneficial for local elections? How are you?
Yeah.
How are you doing anything positive in general? And he sits here and he claims that he is so. Now, I don't know if this is 100% accurate. I will say this. I will not say because.
Oh, this is, here's your journalistic integrity, everyone.
Yeah, right. Like, I want the people to take this with a grain of salt. This is from what I've seen, but I've also read that some websites are not the most accurate. So he is sitting here claiming that he really cares about independent politicians and cares about local elections. In 2021, Adam and I went to a Strokes concert. It was New York City's first indoor concert since COVID, and everybody had to be with their COVID, like their vaccine cards, like they had to show up with them, and they all got checked. And AOC was there and everything, and he was supporting Maya Wiley for New York at the time, which was an independent. How are you going to sit there and claim that you give a fuck about any of these people when there is no history of you voting since 2016, not even in your local elections? Is that 100% from the stuff that I've seen online of his election past and like results? So it like makes me think, do you actually give a fuck? And then also saying that, you know, you Democrats, obviously, big fucking problem. I talk about this more in my other video where I talk about I'm moving away. but basically, I say in it, you know, obviously, we were not dealt the perfect cards in like this election. Like, everybody is fucking disappointed. Like, nobody, I mean, granted, there were some people, but nobody was going out there and being like, yes, Kamala is the right person for our future. Is she better than Donald Trump? Yes. Would it have been nice to have a primary and actually get to choose who our Democratic candidate was? Yes, more than anything. Like, we've been fucked over, basically, the last many, many years, like the last 8 years or so. And so, yes, obviously, I wish the turnout was different, but I am going to choose the one that has the least negative impact on marginalized communities and people who will be affected in the South and women and minorities. Like, I'm going to hear more about that. And so, I'm going to step aside. Like, my ego and my necessary wants and needs for the perfect candidate right now, that is not the most important, because I want to choose who I think will be the best winner right now. And in my personal opinion, I think that if you're choosing not to vote, then that's you saying I'm okay with the worst possible outcome. Like, I'm okay with that. Like, I would basically, like, as if I would be willing to give a vote to the worst possible outcome, which in this case is Donald Trump.
Right.
Which essentially, in my head, it's just the same as being like a Donald Trump voter if you're not gonna vote, because you are allowing that.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
To happen, because we all know that the Democratic Party does not have that great of a turnout for voting. Mm-hmm. So it's just disappointing in general. And I'm like, how the fuck are you protesting? On top of that, he literally performed at the Chicago DNC. He did.
Oh.
So it makes, not this year, but previously, he performed at the Chicago DNC. And so it just, it's so crazy that, like, in the times that it's, like, most dire to, like, take down this, like, fucking fool, like, Donald Trump, that you can't set aside your own fucking ego. And then he deletes his post and then puts it back up. And he's like, I'm not telling you what to do. Like, I posted that after the elections. No, you didn't, motherfucker. You posted that in the middle of election day.
Yeah.
So there was still time for you to influence people's decision whether or not to vote. And I don't want to hear that, oh, he doesn't have that big of an influence to vote. Having hundreds of thousands of followers, you have a really fucking great influence. You have a massive influence. And so it's just really disturbing. And he responded to me and was just sitting there and was like, not answering literally anything that I was saying. And other people were agreeing with that. And of course, people are like dick riding him in the comments and being like, oh my God, Julia, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Like, Room on Fire was the best album of all time. I don't give a fuck what you made. I love the memory of you guys. I love the memory of what this all was. There's other people in the band, in the Strokes, who have voted, which I'm assuming they voted blue because they literally stood behind Bernie Sanders in the past. And like all of the past candidates that they have were either independent or Democratic. So I would like to think that all of the other bands mates voted for Kamala, but it's just really disappointing. And so there will be a small boycott of Strokes in my life. It did come on recently, and the Voids, and I'm just like, next. And then like I look at my tattoo and I'm like, you're a memory. But no, I mean, I'm really, it's more so about the like the memory and the feeling that the band itself has given me, and like what that means to me, and like the friends I've made along the way, which I'm being so dead-ass about. But really, some of my favorite memories of my life have been like going to Stroke shows and stuff. And so, but it's just like really disappointing. It's like, there goes my hero. And he sucks too, that guy. Dave Grohl.
Okay, well, don't try Dave Grohl into this. Like, I feel like, why is Dave Grohl catching strays right now?
He cheated on his wife.
Babe. No, I know nothing about that man. I just think it's funny that catching strays in this podcast.
Let's actually let all my catch strays. Role? He's in the Foo Fighters. Also,
I don't know him that well.
You know what? Fuck you too. Actually, yeah, you
Me?
Too. Yeah, you're an awful man as well. You're joining the list. You're on the same list as David Dobrik, Julian Casablancas, Jeffrey Epstein, Dave Grohl.
No, wait, I wasn't. Wait, I'm on your list. I'm not on Jeffrey Epstein's, though.
Right, yeah. Let's clarify.
I'm on a list with Jeffrey Epstein, not Jeffrey Epstein's list.
It's just Nicole's personal shit list.
Yeah.
Hassan Piker, Jeff Wittick.
I'm on a list with Hassan Piker. I'll take it.
Jeff Wittick and Hassan Piker, they're on my nice list this year.
Oh my god.
I literally did this in the Patreon episode as well, where I was like, I should do a video where I talk about all the men that I've had beef with this year. And you're like, Nicole, I told you to do
literally,
that.
Yeah.
I need to do a naughty or nice list.
Yeah, you should.
Wouldn't that be so cute? Oh my god, I'm writing that down.
You should naughty dress up or like, nice list. Like
Santa,
Mean Girls.
Slutty Santa.
Like Mean Girls, and you should do the dance.
Ooh. That was so funny the last episode when I went, we should watch the that was very funny. I should show my mom that.
I know. That might have been one of the funniest things I've ever said.
Okay. Naughty or nice list? Nasty or nice list?
Oh, yes! That's good.
Yes! Oh my God.
Come on, branding.
Oh my God.
I do want to talk about something, though, because.
Oh my God.
About men.
You always have to do. Oh, it's about men?
It's about men that you messed up. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I just want to say, apparently.
I love man hating.
Apparently, Ross Lynch was voting for Trumpy, right?
Yeah.
Which brings down one person who's been lap danced on by Troye Sivan for one of your girls. Now.
We still have Vinnie Hacker.
No. This is why I'm a Vinnie. This is why I am skeptical of men.
Oh, I am absolutely skeptical of men as well. Like, yes.
Okay, actually, I saw this wonderful TikTok by a person who talked about this scenario, right? And
What if that one man that Joyce Amon lap dance on, the other one has to be a Trumpy as well?
This is what I'm getting at. This is what I'm getting at. Is that he was saying, basically, I'll insert it.
Just because they are attractive and like this, because they have people, the gay community, I think a subset of women, like wanting or finding them attractive, like they don't see us as people. They see us as fuel to their businesses, fuel to their music, fuel to them like getting spotlight.
We'll see about that. If not, like, you're just going to look like a dumbass.
I'm like that cat. Do you know like the... It looks like a taxidermy cat, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's the white one.
The white one.
Yeah, I'll insert that too.
Bam. Good.
But he was talking, essentially saying, like, that this is what happens when, like, we allow a celebrity man essentially to just get by on, like, being attractive, is that they don't see Nicholas their fan Chavez. Bases... They don't see their fan bases as human beings, right? We are like a currency. Girls, gays, whatever. Guys who get by on being attractive, we are just like a currency to them. We are like the people that they spend our dime. They like in they take our money, right? And like they stay out of things for the most part, right? Like I didn't know Ross Lynch had those political views and stuff.
Yeah, he like liked RFK's post.
Right.
Which... RFK is a crazy ass man.
But what I'm saying is that it's like, that's why...
Do you know what he did with the baby bear?
Vinny Hacker. It's because I am just a currency to Vinny Hacker. And I don't give a fuck that he's hot. He provides nothing to society. And I would be willing to bet that his views are...
But we don't know that. But we don't know that.
Oh, but I'm just making an inference, and I'm not investing into him, because what is the point
when
he's going to disappoint you?
I'm gonna be completely honest.
You know what? What does she say? What does she say? You don't have to lie to girls, they'll lie to themselves, or something like that. You know how it goes. Yes. I was listening to that song over and over again the other day. And it's the part, my mother
and my sisters, all my friends. My girl outside the strip club getting her tarot cards read.
Here's the thing.
I don't think I've ever consumed any content of Vinny Hacker's on any of his actual pages that have not been in fan edits.
I'm not here endorsing him. Okay. Fuck you, Vinny Hacker.
No, okay. Well,
oh, actually, here's my shit list. Vinny Hacker.
Oh, my.
Nash Greer.
Okay. I mean, all right.
Shawn Mendes, for sure.
What about Lucky Blue Smith? He might be a Trumpy.
I really, and sound off in the comments. Oh, you know what? I'm going to say it on the podcast so that we have to do it just like Koopa Gunza. We are going to make a cooking video, and yeah, we're going to fucking dress up as Lucky Smith and Nara.
Can I be, you should probably be Lucky.
No, yeah, I want to be Lucky and you can be Nara.
You should probably be Lucky because you can sling your hair back like that.
We're just
going to
film a regular, degular video. We're going to make something fun.
Let's not address it.
But at the end of it, we're going to film just a solid 15 minutes of us like being intimate, not in like in an inappropriate way, yes, but like funny intimate things that, yes, I'm gonna put into the video like periodically. Oh, that's what I wanna do.
Jake and I get approximately like one chance per year to be intimate with each other, and it just never works out.
I can't wait.
Last year it was during Kiss Me More, during
Doja Cat
concert, where
get you a better fucking kiss,
where she was like putting the kiss cam on people to kiss, and Jake and I were so willing to kiss in that moment.
That's how I was holding your head.
Yeah, Jake and I were so willing to kiss in that moment. I was so nervous.
My breath smelled really bad, and I didn't brush that day.
And you were
either day. So I was trying to kiss you really bad. I was like, she's gonna hate this.
Yeah. And
I just got my braces removed the day before.
That's actually not true at all.
How do you know? My leg braces, you bitch.
Oh,
I'm sorry. My leg braces, you prick.
Oh, yeah, so this is why you're on the same list as Jeffrey Epstein.
My leg braces? I had knee problems last year.
Not because of your knee issues, but because you used the word bitch. That's why you're on the same list.
You know she's coming out with a new album.
We should, who?
Doja.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Doja, she leaked the set list, the track list.
I did see that. I love
we
that.
We should have been at the Airbnb.
We can close our eyes and literally picture what's his name for every single song. I feel so bad I already forgot his name.
Joseph Quinn.
Eddie.
Hold Eddie on. Munson.
Hold on. Wait, is this
Eddie,
how it is? Is this how it is?
Baby.
Oh, no.
I just saw... I'll never forget when you made those, like, the... the videos.
The Stranger Things videos.
I can't wait. You were like, do you think this is good? Like, does this look okay for the thumbnail?
Before it became like too big of a fucking meme where it was like cringy to do that. And I don't care. I don't regret a single thing. I was happy back then. Guess what I'm not now? Not happy. Guess what I don't have now? My period. I'm not happy and I don't have my period. Back then, that bitch, she was happy and had her period and was severely mentally ill, but she had her period.
She never had a luteal phase.
I don't even think I know what happens during the luteal phase.
She didn't know struggle. That girl.
I don't know if luteal phase is struggle. No, she knew struggle. Luteal phase
is struggle, believe me. Believe me, luteal phase is struggle.
No, we have to picture now that every song is about Joseph Quinn and not that nasty ass man.
I know, I'm really excited.
Any of them.
Yeah, because now like Agoura Hill, Cyber Sex, the two of them, Cyber Sex, need...
We are going
to... Not to see it.
But we're rewriting history and saying that every single song is about Joseph Quinn.
All along. Naked? Oh, woman? Dude.
I can't wait.
She's going to have his baby.
This next year is going to be my peak year. I say that, and I hope that the world does not fall apart on me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You just fucking, like, curse yourself with that.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. That
it's because you broke that mirror.
Shit. Yo, my fucking mom said that to me. My Clementine. My
Clementine.
Clementine broke a full-ass...
Broke?
Full body mirror a few months ago.
Oh.
And ever since then, she ran into it. And then
Clementine?
It was a Clementine. And she broke it. Anyway.
Well, now she's trying to lick the bad karma onto you.
My mom.
Take it.
Anytime we get bad news in the family, she's like, it is because of that mirror. And I'm like, so you can't actually say things like that to me because I will spiral. And I will think that it's my fault. And she's,
no, you won't.
Oh, well, but I will.
You won't. Oh. You won't.
No. What is it? No. No. No.
Okay.
No.
Oh. Let's see. I challenge you. A ver, who does it better? You or me? A ver.
No, what is it? No. It's not saying no way you won't. It's no balls you won't. That's what it is. Balls.
Sorry, I was going to say, no chance. No chance you won't. I'm like, okay.
No way in heaven.
There's no chance.
Won't.
There's no chance you will.
No heckin' way will you do that.
Will you do that?
And the whole time it's no balls you won't. I just remember that was like.
There was a really iconic line in the last episode of Dracula where she's like sucking the blood or something from like someone like a vampire. And she turns around. She goes, you've caught me at a very inopportune moment. I'm not kidding. I laugh so fucking hard. I need to start talking like that, like saying things like awkward and weird.
Let's show my mom an episode of Dracula after this.
Oh my gosh, she would have like a conniption.
We were watching 80s music videos before this.
And Nicole told me I can't say curva in front of her.
Yeah, that you can't. You can't say that, but I want her to come and teach us some Polish words.
Yeah.
But, no, I think 2025 is going to be such a fun year because yellow jackets.
Hello.
Straight.
Hello. Do you remember that? That's my favorite video of Melania Trump. Yeah. Michelle Obama took away all the tasty food at lunch.
You know what? She didn't take away that good barbecue sauce, though, that I would like literally.
Or the good hot sauce.
Ooh.
Did you have a hot sauce in high school?
I didn't really care for the hot sauce.
It was like Texas Pete. It was so fucking good.
Oh, I didn't care for that one. But the barbecue sauce, I will never find anything quite like it. Like the one, oh my God, when it was popcorn chicken day. And then, and then I would be like, I would sit there and then like literally go to the barbecue sauce.
I used to do that, but with the hot sauce. The hot sauce at my school, my middle school, was so good that I knew people who dipped candy into it to eat it.
I don't think we were served hot sauce because I think people would like put it in their eyes. I think honestly, I don't think we were given hot sauce. Did you have
back
milk?
Fucking eyes.
What?
They took my fucking eyes. Did you have bagged milk when you were in kindergarten?
No, because I don't live in Canada.
Okay, well we had it in kindergarten.
In kindergarten. What were you gonna say earlier?
It's a really good year because Yellow Jackets is coming out,
oh, right.
Season 3. Stranger Things
don't
is coming.
I don't want to talk about this.
I doubt it's gonna come out next year, but they're gonna start filming in January. And you know what? I will fucking edit it myself. Like, I will literally go in there and be like, guys, we can do it. I'm gonna let Jake edit it because
I'm not gonna fucking edit you for it. Yeah-ha, I don't wanna see that shit.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm quoting it now. I'm not watching the third season.
Why? It's gonna be fun. It's not gonna be dramatic.
I didn't like the second season.
Let go of your fear of drugs.
I'm concerned if I'm even gonna watch the third season of Yellow Jackets.
Why?
Because I don't think I care anymore about what happens in that.
Shut the fuck up.
No, I just generally don't.
No, but like that was our thing. Why can't you care about for me? We bonded over that.
Oh, okay, fine. We can watch it.
Oh my goodness. That's so...
I just remember saying that I didn't like the second season, and you were like, no, it's the best thing to ever happen to television ever. And I was like, no, I really don't like it. I think they ruined the show in the second season.
No, no, no.
That's my... Oh, people wanted to know our hot take on... our hot takes on Yellow Jackets, because remember you were getting hated on by the people who were horny for young Shauna. Do you remember this?
What, that young Shauna sucks?
That young Shauna...
sucks?
Sucks?
And yes. Old Shauna sucks too?
And old Shauna sucks too. And they were like, no, you don't understand. Why? She's a pedophile.
Because I didn't like her masturbating to her daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
And then people were like, it was supposed to show that she was stunted mentally. I'm like, right. And I don't like it.
And people were asking us what our, like, because we said in that, it was like a Patreon episode, we said, like, oh, we have really hot takes about Yellow Jackets. Here's my hot take. Mm-hmm. They ruined the whole show in the second season.
I don't think so. I don't think it has anything supernatural. I think you hate it because you think supernatural shows going on.
I think it's like, oh my God, how can they come back from like half of this?
I don't think they are. I think you need to look at it from a wider lens and be like, they're trying to trick the audience to make it seem like it's supernatural.
But I said that back when we watched it, because remember when I said, I was like, oh, she... I think that they actually just like cooked Jackie. And that they're trying to convince us that it was like mystical or whatever. That's what I think happened. I think that the girls just blocked it out of their memory.
It might have happened. I don't care about semantics.
I do.
I want to see Natalie. Young Natalie.
Oh,
again.
I'm going to go see her movie, Heretic.
Oh, without me? I think it's Heretic. Thank you very much.
It's Heretic.
Heretic.
Heretic? It's a heretic. It's a religious thing. A person who blasphemes from their religion is a heretic.
I'm sorry.
No, what were you watching?
Don't worry about it. Let's see.
A heretic is someone who leaves the religion, babe.
Here's why I think heretic should be...
Oh, sorry.
When I say heretic was...
Oh, more confirmation.
A movie coming out by A24 that has Hugh Grant as the...
Yeah, I grew up Mormon as well.
Sister Pat. <That one. laughs> I've never felt so...
Never felt so...
What's going on in Mormonism that these are the responses that people are having? Like, this is a person who was like, I am Mormon, and this was my reaction to it. And he literally went... What's going on?
I know Christians that are going to react like
I know,
that.
But as, like, a former Catholic, like...
Yeah, that's the thing, former.
Yes, I understand. I understand. But, like, what's...
Oh, sorry. No, go ahead.
Sophie Thatcher looks incredible.
I know.
I love her.
Oh.
See, and that's what I'll say
she
about...
She can really do
any
hairstyle.
Any woman I've ever been ever compared to ever once in my life, I'm like, that is the most jaw-dropping beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. Gracie Abrams.
Then you look in the mirror and you're like, what is wrong with you?
Your one friend who said to me that I look like Gracie Abrams after her album came out. And then, like, we were outside of the Ben Platt show.
Oh.
And then...
We were not friends.
Okay, I remember that distinctly, though, and I will never let it go. Anytime anybody says that, oh my God, you and the freaking semantics! You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Just pretend for the story. Just pretend she was your good friend.
Yes, she was my bestie.
Thank you. that's all you have to do sometimes. Like, you are the epitome. Oh my God, I know
so
you
much.
Were annoying at like when you were a kid and your mom.
I
like,
was annoying when I was a kid.
If you were at like your mom's friend's house or something and your mom was like, oh, we have to go. We have to go pick up little Jared from baseball practice. And you're like, Jared doesn't play baseball.
Yeah, literally, I would do that.
Or like your mom.
That happened to somebody recently. Was it you that somebody did that to? Oh no, you say that Adam does that to you.
No, Adam does that to me. Adam.
Oh, I'm not feeling well. Oh, are you gonna? Oh, I can't go. I'm not feeling well. And he's like, oh, are you gonna skip the other thing you had booked at the same time?
If Adam and I are like at dinner with like a group of people or something, and if I don't want him to continue talking about the thing that he's talking about, because sometimes he just says a little bit
too
much. Oh,
you're controlling him. See, this is the problem with women.
No. But sometimes he will just like bring up like something so private and so secretive. I'm like, why the fuck are you talking? Like, like, I told him, the second I told him about my family, not that this is bad, it was just, like, cute, but, like, I told him the second about, like, some family health news, and the second I told him, he goes, oh my god, yes, this is amazing news, can I tell my family? I'm like, yeah.
He said, yes, this is amazing news.
It was good news.
Oh, the good part of it. I'm thinking like 3 weeks ago when it was like, oh, this is really horrible news.
No. But like he just is very eager to like.
I was actually sitting there when he said that.
He's eager to spread the word, the good word.
Yeah, he's like Paul Revere.
Yeah, yeah, or like a Christian. He's like really eager to spread the news.
Evangelizing,
right? And so he literally like if we're at dinner or something, and I'll like. Hit his knee or something to get him to stop talking about something, just to like hint, like, hey, I don't want you talking about this anymore, like, stop or whatever. And then he'll go, why are you hitting me under the table? I'm like, why can you not be
why
slick?
Why don't you guys have code words?
Because he will forget them.
Because I used to have code words with my ex, and we used to do, when I wanted to leave a place or when either of us wanted to leave, we would say tortellini. We'd like say it in like a sentence or something. Nice. And it was like, I have to go drop a tortellini. Off in the bathroom.
Oh my.
Yeah. And then it was like, oh, we know we're leaving soon.
No,
I should do something like
that. I know for a fact that Adam would then like his echolalia would just go crazy. Like if my word was tortellini, I'm like,
you should try it.
Okay, I have to go drop a big tortellini in the bathroom, be right back. Adam would be like, tortellini, 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 tortellini. Oh my god, maybe I should make tortellini out of like sweet potatoes when I get home.
That is so he's like, I want to make red wine and ginger tortellini when literally. I get home with he's Romano
like,
cheese.
Maybe some vegan tuna and inside. Tuna. Like, so that's why we can't have that.
No, you guys should try it.
Or I've come texted him in public before. Like,
tortellini's mine.
We've been on a different couch and I'll text him and I'll be like, okay, like I, you know, that, sorry, I got distracted because CBS said that I got rewards.
And I'm, okay, I'm, oh.
Got excited. Coupon. No, but I'll like text him and be like, hey, like maybe don't mention that or something. And he'll go, why'd you just text me? Why can't you just say it out loud? I'm like, oh my fucking god. Which is very sweet and like very childlike innocence that he does not. Did we talk about this literally on the podcast? Oh, okay.
No, not exactly this. We talked about how he makes like weird things and
food.
And like yes. Chooses the weird thing.
It is this childlike innocence of which that he does not think negatively of others or doesn't think people have bad intentions. And so he's like, I can say anything or do anything I want in public. And he's like, not fearful. He doesn't have the social anxiety bone in his body. I do.
I have a few socially anxious bones in me every Saturday night.
I don't think you do because every Saturday night you're like editing a video for me or streaming on Twitch. So
oh, yeah. Well, there's green screens.
I don't feel
for
like
Twitch.
I'm trying to see what. Oh, naughty or nice list. That was such a good fucking idea, Nicole.
Wait, I had. I wanted to talk about Wicked.
Oh, you have something to say?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, if you're surprised with how Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo keep, like, crying at every press interview and acting like, you know, obviously these are, like, the most important roles in their life. You're like not meant for the theater life because like that's what it was like to be in high school for like the cast list to come out and everybody to be like, no, not you.
I'm
not
we saying. Had this conversation previously and I was like, oh my god, they are always crying.
Like, yeah, and I was like, yeah, but I didn't get to say that they're like theater kids.
Say it.
Okay, they're just theater kids.
Yeah, they are.
Like they are. That's what it's like to be in theater. None of you experienced the cast list at the end of the day.
This is their time at Denny's.
Yeah.
Just a really long time at Denny's after or Applebee's. Ours was Applebee's.
And a smaller group, weirdly, like because it's just the two of them. It's just a small group.
A lot of the time, yeah.
Yeah, but usually it's like big. It's
but
like,
now Ariana's talking about Ethan Slater and now people are like, oh, I get it, girl. Mm-hmm.
Oh. I mean, I don't get it. I feel like there are bad pictures of everybody, but I still don't get it.
I would like to see it.
I thought he was cute in SpongeBob when I saw him on Broadway before they were dating. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, and like I kind of had my eye on him before Ariana did.
Oh, and you just didn't make a move?
Yeah, I was like I just feel like you can go and like fraternize with. I don't like that. That's literally so derogatory.
I think it's just because of the hat that you're wearing.
I could do SpongeBob. Like in what way? Like be SpongeBob? That's fucked up.
I just thought that you would like that because it's a compliment that you could do something on Broadway.
And no, I don't want to do SpongeBob. I don't want to be fucking SpongeBob. SpongeBob's annoying.
I would come and see every show if you were in it.
Prick.
I would stand at the doors, at stage doors or whatever it's called, every single night.
And I wouldn't come out.
Dude, there was a lot of people standing at stage doors for The Garden the other day at Vada Vada Palooza because I was there.
Is there a stage door for that?
I don't know what that's called. Like, it's their door to get out to go to their tour bus.
Their tour bus. That was exit door.
A beautiful concert. I don't want to hear anything about anybody being like, oh my God, people were peeing. Oh my God, people smelled bad. I don't know. I was in a beautiful spot. I didn't get pushed. I didn't get pushed. I didn't get shoved. I love the spot that I was in. Oh, right.
Weren't you,
No, I know what you're about to say. Say it. What? I took the disability spot.
That's not what I was going to say, but you just admitted it.
No.
Nicole took the spots of the people who had disabilities.
There was a barricade.
She pushed somebody out of the way. She pushed their wheelchair out of the way. She wheeled them out.
No, no, no.
She said, oh, there's actually a better spot way back there for people who are sitting down in wheelchairs.
Or stage right. I don't know how it goes. One of the sides. There was a disability.
Nice.
There was a disability section where people could sit. And nobody knew that there was a barricade behind it. But, like, not a hard barricade, soft barricade with the stretchy, like string thing. So people were, like, being, like, decent and not pushing and shoving. And if you did push and shove, you just, like, rebounded back. It was, like a nice, like, little, like...
It's like in a wrestling boing. Ring.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, cute. I was literally in Glow. Oh, my God, you have to watch Glow. But I don't...
Oh, my God. Your train of thought is wild.
And, No, it was really good. It was, like, the most beautiful time. Like, that was my favorite concert I've ever been to be honest, probably.
Really?
And I met so many subscribers.
That's an insane thing to say.
No, like,
people... We went to Doja Cat twice in 2 days.
Okay, I will say this was my favorite of the year.
That was this year. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. Was it December of last year? Was that what it was?
November, like, December of last year. Okay,
that's what it was. No, sorry, I keep thinking it was January.
I love Vada Vada Palooza. I think you would have had an amazing time.
I probably wouldn't have. Because I like to sing along to music.
I sing along to all the music.
Yeah, but I don't know any of their music. Did they do...
What? Oh, did they do what?
Did they do Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
No, they did not.
When I get a little ring, when I get a Super Bowl ring.
Kiss my Super Bowl ring.
I don't remember if they did. I don't get that.
They definitely did.
Why do you say definitely didn't?
Because I feel like that's an old one.
No, it's not. It's from their previous album. Whenever
it is?
It's like from...
Super Bowl ring is from Horseshit on Route 66? No, it's
from before that.
That's... Okay, yeah. Okay. You say previous album like
this is just their last album. This is just an EP.
No, but... The one before that, it's from a previous album. Yeah, is what you said.
It's from a previous album.
Yeah, so when I say it's an old one, I'm correct.
It's not old. It's like from 2020.
That's old.
No. I think they might have done... I don't get that. When people are like, did they play this song? Like, you could ask me that if they... What
why
song? Would
you... Why do you say it like that?
No.
After I just asked that question, you're like, oh, did they play this one?
No, I'm saying like...
No, you did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
You mocked me.
If we were at an Olivia Rodrigo concert and we were together, oh, we should watch Olivia Rodrigo on Netflix with my
That's
mom.
That's what happened. That was what you were trying to say. You were
telling you.
What is Olivia Rodrigo?
I'm telling you, if people... asked me, like, if we were at a concert and you're like, what's the last song she played? I can't tell you for the life of me. I could have been screaming every single word. I don't know. If you, at the end of it, you're like, okay, did she play this
really? Because
song?
When I asked, oh, did she play Trailblaze?
That I remember because that's like one of the only Cowgirl Clue songs I know by name. But I'm just saying that, like, and I took a video for you, but I'm just saying that,
you
like,
didn't take
I
do a Super Bowl ring.
Well, I was going crazy. I was crazy back then. I was so crazy. I was lit.
You were touched at that concert?
By the jester. It was really tall and big. Can we so insert scary. It? Can we actually insert it this time?
Are you going to say that every time you want to insert a thing now? Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, because then you will recognize
it. Oh my God. People didn't even care, actually, in the comments of that video about what cared. I missed.
I got a DM.
Really?
Being
they
like,
were like, wait, why did you look like the Suds?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
I got comments. Oh, Jake did a really horrible job and he missed something. Like, do you think that you could personally send it to me? And then I had to send that video to them personally, to them. And that's
and
a lot
what
of
what they
me.
Say? Do they say thank you or are they like, ew?
No, they said thank you. Oh my God, you got to watch Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen too.
Oh yeah, I do want to watch that again. I actually like that movie.
I finished it last night because the other night I just watched it up until my
laptop died. Oh, I thought you watched it a second time.
I kind of did. Okay. Like, I didn't watch like the last 30 minutes. It is... spitting image of what basically, not exactly, happened to me and Julian Casablancas, but basically it feels like it. Wait,
is this play about us?
No, dead ass. Dead ass. But
well, you're the play, and the Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen is saying that about you.
Well, you're the plague.
Thank you. I'm going to just cast 1,000 locusts on your small town and kill your firstborn.
Dude, when people were going through, like, religious psychosis, like, during COVID, I cannot tell you how many people were going crazy about the whole locust thing. Like, it, or crickets, maybe. Or maybe, I think
it's locusts.
Was it? No, I don't know.
And then
know.
There was frogs. And then there
was... Yeah, it was frogs. The flood.
The flood? Was that a plague?
I don't know. But so many people were like going crazy because they were like, oh my God, look at all the grasshoppers in this like small town. It's like they actually have like a severe infestation.
I do remember that.
They're like, Jesus is coming. Well, where is he?
He's here.
Where?
See, you wouldn't know because you're going to hell. Oh my God, did you get tickets to
the Jesus meet and greet?
Yeah. Nice. You know what I haven't gotten fucking tickets to yet? Mm. Trishmas.
I know.
Oscar, follow me on Instagram challenge. Also, Oscar, give me a ticket to... I'll pay you, Oscar, for a ticket to Trishmas.
Do you think that you get to, like, sit on her lap and tell her what you want for Christmas?
I hope.
What are you going to ask for?
I'll perform at her Trishmas.
I don't think we should.
Yes, she does.
I don't think so.
I think you need to do Chronically Online. Girl explains Crypto Bros. That needs to happen. Everybody, just know when that comes out in April for April 1st, April Fool's Day. It was my idea. Nicole should do it. Because there's tea involved.
No, I'm scared. You know what? The CPM would be really high on that one. Because anytime that you talk about money, a video does really well.
Yes.
However, I would attract an audience I do not want to touch again. One time.
Touch again.
Like
you touched them?
Well, no. One time I touched a scary like male audience because it was like this like right-wing channel that made a video talking badly about me. It was like, think before you sleep or whatever. And then my comments were flooded with like really negative comments. Like, this guy has like doxed people, like people that I've met through Creators for Palestine. Like, literally this person had to move because of this guy doxing this other creator. And it was so scary. I was at your show, I think it was for Rocky Horror, maybe, or maybe it was Godspell. And I was at your show, and it was like at the height of my paranoia, and I was so scared that somebody was going to come in and shoot me because that guy was like, I was like waking up to like hundreds of awful messages from like right wing men. So I am not in the mood to like have any crypto bros like in my area or in my space.
All right, I just really would love to hear you talk about the tea with Satori.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly. Nobody does because it's the person who created
That's their name?
Bitcoin.
Satori?
Well, it's like their alias.
Isn't that Satori. Crazy that we're going to have to see Elon Musk a lot in the next 4 years?
I know. You know, he's supposed to be in like the White House, like not cabinet, but like he's been given a role for like efficiency. Yes. I was just listening to the NPR podcast about him.
Yeah. What's the Polish word of the day?
Do you have a Polish word of the day for us?
Przeprowadzka.
Okay,
we have to go because my mom really has to pee.
Okay, what does it mean?
I think like moving. Aw, this is the last episode.
Oh yeah, RIP to the bathroom.
Yeah, this is the last episode in this tub.
Yeah. I'm getting a emergency intercom from TMG Studios.
I am wearing my emergency intercom merch today.
Sorry, we're not actually getting an emergency intercom.
We are not going to TMG. We're not going on emergency intercom. They don't know who we are.
It's like a
we're not emergency. Going on Just Trish. They don't know who we are.
It's an emergency intercom from
you cannot. Papa. Papa.
Papa. Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.